KQED.
It's KQED News. I'm Mina Kim. San Francisco will get $100 million toward its fight against homelessness. The pledge from the charity organization Tipping Point Community is the largest donation of its kind ever made to the city, according to Mayor Ed Lee. The goal is to cut the chronically homeless population in half within 5 years. It's estimated to be about 2,000 people. Joining me now is Daniel Lurie, founder and CEO of Tipping Point Community. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Just to be clear, it's not as if a lump sum of $100 million is going into city coffers this summer, right?
That's correct. The $100 million is Tipping Point money, and it will be managed by the Tipping Point Board of Directors. What we plan on doing is partnering with Mayor Lee and Jeff Kaczynski and Barbara Garcia and Trent Rohr on partnerships and ideas that come up that need outside funding. There will be some that goes to the city and county, but a lot of other dollars that will also go to nonprofits doing this work.
And how much money have you raised thus far?
We've raised $60 million of the $100 million. It's been an incredible journey over the past few months in raising that money, but we feel like this is the time to tackle these issues. This is the number one issue of our time in San Francisco, and we simply see too many people suffering on our streets, and we at Tipping Point wanted to do something about the issue.
Treating the chronically homeless population is a tough task. They've lived outside for at least a year. They have mental health or substance abuse problems, among other issues. So how are you going to do it? What specifically will the money go toward?
Well, I appreciate you defining it because it is a complex issue, and we need a complex solution. We plan on building new units, mining existing stock, and then we also plan on trying to focus on how do we reduce people falling into homelessness. So attacking the root causes, whether that be the foster care system, the mental health system, or the criminal justice system. And our third prong of our multi-pronged approach is that we have to optimize the public sector and also tell them they're not alone, that the private sector wants to have a role and has a role to play.
It also sounds like that at the end of the day, you know that it will require more housing. And the issue with this city has always been, where do you put that housing? So how are you planning to tackle that issue?
Well, we need as a community to figure out new ways of building housing. Right now, it costs $500,000 and takes 5 years to build one unit of supportive housing. That cannot stand.
And so how will you find housing that will be less than that figure?
Well, there's new ways of building these days. There's modular. We want to work with the unions. We want to work with the city to find sites that are available. We just read about a site, a federal site in downtown San Francisco that Mayor Lee is looking to purchase for $1 from the federal government. There are options. A challenge has never stood in the way of San Francisco.
Many advocates and city officials, though, they note that what makes San Francisco's homelessness problem so intractable is that it keeps refreshing.
Hence why we are going to attack the root causes. We have a criminal justice system with a 70-80% recidivism rate. And if you see the folks that are chronically homeless on the streets of San Francisco, a majority of them have touched the criminal justice system. So it's not just about building units. It's also about attacking the root causes.
Daniel Lurie, founder and CEO of Tipping Point Community, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Mina Kim, KQED News.